Welcome to Opening the Door Podcast. Join me as we unlock the door to our psychic, intuitive, and mediumship abilities. Come along as we explore how to get in touch with our intuition, expand our mediumship, and open plenty of other doors to every aspect of spirituality, consciousness, and magic along the way. Hey, key holders. Today you'll hear a conversation I had with Jessie B about connecting and working with angels. Jessie was originally on episode 5 of the podcast, which was all the way back in August 2022. So it's fun to have her back and talk about angels in that last episode. In episode 5, we talked about her Reiki work, and now we're talking about working with angels. Jessie just honestly feels like a warm hug. So I hope this episode feels like a warm hug to you. I also have to say, as I was editing, especially the beginning of this episode, my voice is so gravelly and the vocal fry is really there. And so I don't know. I know I'm probably pointing out something that now you're going to really notice and maybe be annoyed with, but I really noticed it in this episode. And my thinking on this is because obviously Jessie lives in England, and so we have a big time difference between us. And I did this episode, we recorded this at 6 a.m. my time. So I just like woke up. I don't even think I had water. And that is why you'll probably hear my voice sound more gravelly in this episode than other episodes. So apologies if it bothers you, and apologies if I've just pointed it out for you and now you're going to hear it. But I love this episode, and it was so fun to chat with Jessie and talk about this really beautiful, loving energy that is angelic work. Enjoy the episode, and remember, don't be afraid to open your door. Today, we're welcoming back Jessie to Opening the Door. Jessie B is an angelic Reiki healer who has been working with angels, ancestors, and the body for 10 plus years. A Reiki master, she holds spaces with deep love and channels messages from the body and spirit team, healing across emotional, physical, and spiritual spheres. Working across groups, retreats, and one-on-ones, underpinning all her work is the intention to infuse your cells with peace and remind you that you are so safe, so held, and so loved. Jessie, welcome back to Opening the Door.
How are you?
Good. Well, I'm so excited to have you back. And for anybody who is just jumping into the podcast like this year, Jessie was one of my first guests. I think you were within my first, I'll go back and look at the episode number after we're done, but I think you were within my first 10 episodes.
It's such an honor.
I know.
Much, honestly.
Yeah. And it's so fun to have you back as the podcast has grown and evolved and all that stuff. So excited to have you back and be able to talk about a new subject, which is angels, I think, and like angelic work, because, you know, I started seeing, obviously we follow each other on Instagram, and I started seeing you doing sort of more angelic work and infusing that more into your practice, especially on Instagram. And I was like, ooh. And a lot of people have been requesting learning more about angels and like hearing about that. And so, yeah, so I thought, you know what, why don't we bring Jessie back on? And I am just so excited to chat with you about this today.
Oh, that's so perfect. I'm so happy. That's so nice to hear that people are interested as well. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, yeah. I'm here. Ask away.
Love, love, love. So I last talked to you August 2022. And so first, I kind of just want to ask you, how's it going? Has anything changed within your practices or services? Like how have things changed for you since August 2022?
Oh, wow. What a nice question. So I've done a load of retreats, and I actually did a course that was more energetic, but bringing in angels a lot. And I'm hoping to bring out a wee course where I help folk learn angelic Reiki, because it's almost like two different things, but I'm bringing them together in my own practice. So that's coming up. And then, no, it's just kind of grown and been really beautiful. And I think in my own practice, I'm definitely have the intention every day to sit, not just in meditation, but then also either in healing or connecting to angels. But I think that's it as well. When you want to connect to angels, you don't actually have to be in a super, you have to be in an intentional space, but I think you can literally do it while cooking some soup. You know, it's basically just about asking for guidance, calling them in by name, and letting yourself feel that support around you. Like it's very like, I find it quite a tangible thing. And I think making that more accessible by making it less scary or less like you've got to be in a certain space feels quite important, because they really are literally all around you all the time. And they love you so much.
Oh, love that. Yeah, that's such a good point to make. And I think that's such a good point to start out with, because I think when a lot of us think about like working within the angelic realm or with angels specifically, it feels kind of intimidating because they're sort of described as so high vibe in terms of their vibration on the vibration scale. And also, I think there is that tilt to it where it can be associated very much with like certain organized religion, and that can sort of make people feel a certain type of way. So could you speak to that part of it a little bit more?
Totally. I'm super aware of that. And I so actually, ironically, I'm sometimes hesitant to put like angels too much in my spaces, or, you know, even online and stuff, because I'm like, I don't want to put people off by thinking it's a Christian thing, because it's not. But if you think about it, if, you know, the universe is all love, and in my opinion anyway, and from what I've experienced, all of the organized religions are basically just different ways of reaching the same thing. And so for me, angels have nothing to do with Christianity. It's more of a wider just experience of deep love. And again, for me, they're almost more like beings who have I guess either ascended and chosen to come back, or again, and this is all like my belief system, but you know, I believe that one reincarnates, as it were. So you can't destroy energy. Scientifically, you can't. And everything is connected. And yeah, if energy can't be destroyed and everything is connected, then you never actually go anywhere, right? So you choose to come back and learn different lessons. And I think that's always been super apparent since I was a wee bebe. And so I've always thought that angels are more figures that have either not chosen to come back down yet, but to support the earth in raising its vibration, or to support certain peoples. And so I actually posted yesterday, it felt a bit rogue, but it was almost like, if you think about it, almost the greater your loss in life in terms of folk, you actually have a bigger spirit team, because they're just up there now like really cheering you on. But it's not just them as well. I think that's why I work with ancestors and angels and spirit guides. It's all sorts of different kinds of beings, but it's all just deep love and deep care. And yeah, it's not to do with Christianity, it's to do with the universe as a whole, and just your general ascension through each of your lives.
Okay, I love that definition. I think that can sort of help break that, maybe that association with organized religion down for people, which I love. Or if you're part of an organized religion and you're listening to this, it's okay. You don't have to do that. So can you tell us a little bit more about angels? Like who are they? And you mentioned a little bit earlier sort of calling on them by name. So yeah, who are angels? Who are, maybe if you want to talk about like archangels a little bit, if there's a difference there, like what's going on? Tell us more about them.
Who are they? What has happened? So, and again, this is in my experience, but also I guess in my clients' experiences, but they are, so I work largely with archangels. And I think, again, when I say trying to really reduce that distance, I kind of honestly try and pitch them as friends. Like I sometimes do, this sounds a bit weird, I sometimes do that in real life walking down the street. I'm just like, we're all human, we're all friends. So I'll be like, hello. And it's just kind of similar. It's just a different dimension, you know, because if everything's happening all at once as well, like we are all just friends, no matter the dimension or the plane. So who I work with most is Archangel Michael, who's beautiful at protection. And I'll always bring him in when I'm doing healings, particularly bringing them. Or again, they'll come in on their own and I'll be like, oh, Archangel Gabriel's here. But I'll always bring in Archangel Michael just to like protect the space, and protect your aura and keep you feeling really safe and grounded. I think that's really important, you know, you've got to feel safe and grounded. And then I work with a lot. And then again, it might sound crazy, but I feel like we're pals and we like laugh, is Archangel Raphael. And it was only, sounds silly, but only years later that I really looked into him, because I just knew him as like an angelic pal, you know, and he's actually the archangel of healing. So it was perfect. And then I'll work with Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Uriel as well. And then people will have different, I guess, smaller angels I sometimes see on their bodies, like very wee, but very sweet and supportive and like uplifting. And then, yeah, and then different too, but then ancestors will come in. So, you know, it'll sometimes be like, oh, grandfather's here, or like, this energy is not yours, this belongs to great grand violet, what do you mean? And we'll like give that vet to them. And then there's also, I guess, spirit guides who are slightly different. They feel different, and I haven't tuned into them as much because I think I do focus on angels. And then sometimes animals come in. But I think of them all in the same ish realm, you know. They're all angelic and loving and deeply supportive. I hope that answered. I'm not sure.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. How do you think that each angel, and obviously this is just sort of, I know that you probably don't have like the finished answer, but what's your opinion right now on how each of these archangels got their name and their specialty? Like you're talking about sort of different specialties. Like how do you think those came to be?
That is so interesting. I've never thought about that. So I, okay, let me think. Let me just go in. I think, yeah, I just got like, it's our purpose. I think as a human, or reincarnating as a human again in our soul, we're here to learn and we're here to remember. I think it's not even learning. It's actually just re-remembering is what I've always said. Like, we're just remembering who we actually are. And therefore, when I just got purpose, it feels like the archangels are beings who are maybe destined or were created or came into being to help all of our souls come closer to like the divine and come closer to remembering our truth in this life. I was listening to this guru the other day. It was so beautiful. And he was talking about how it's important to make this life heaven on earth if possible. And he was, I don't know if this is relevant, but I really liked it. He was telling this story about a really ancient guru who went off with his compatriot into the jungle, and they meditated for like 60 days, and they came home and their hut was gone. So their home was gone. And the compatriot was like, oh God, no. And the guru was like, thank you so much. Like, you knew best. Thank you. And then they found some shelter and it started raining, and the compatriot was like, what are you doing? And the guru was like, we didn't have a shower. Thank you. That's so kind. And the compatriot is like, how do you do this? And the guru was like, I don't know if God exists, and I don't know if he's even listening if he does, but I do know that having this belief and this attitude to life makes it so much easier and more beautiful for me, and I can appreciate it so much more. And I feel like that connected in a lot to this idea of making it heaven on earth here. And I've lost my train of thought, but I really
Oh
enjoy
my gosh, totally fine. I love that. I
that.
think, yes, if I'm going to sort of follow that thread, it feels like what you're saying and sort of what you're bringing through intuitively from that purpose and stuff like that is, you know, maybe there's no set rhyme or reason why we give them their names specifically, but there is a rhyme or reason to what they're here to do, if that makes
Perfect.
sense.
And I think to a tiny degree, it almost just doesn't matter. You know, and it's almost like if you look at a flower and it's like, why are you here? What are you doing? Why do you want to be pollinated? But actually, you're beautiful. Let me smell you. You know, it's like, thank you for being here. And I sort of, in this moment, in this lifetime, don't need to ask why.
Yeah.
It's peaceful potentially, but only potentially.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. What does it feel like to tap into that energy, that sort of more angelic energy when you're working with angels or when angels come into your sessions? What type of energy does that feel like if you could describe it?
So it's come through in so many different ways. But I guess all along the same line, I think where I'm going to initially is when I was much younger, I used to astral project without knowing what I was doing. I just did it. And then I was like 16. And then like a few years later, I read a book and I was like, oh, this is a thing. And when I was doing that, I did it every night. And it was just the most overwhelming, but beautiful, deep love, like being true. I felt hugged by the universe. And it feels like a portion of that almost, but obviously I'm able to give it into someone else, which is really lovely. I think when either I call them in sessions or when they come in, it can either feel like a deep presence, because you know how knowing is more bodily and internal than like understanding or thinking, and that's more mind. It's more of a knowing. And so it's just this knowing that like, oh, there's this figure of, and I just know who it is, and they're here at your head and they're really supporting you. Or sometimes they'll stand behind me and help me so I can get like the right frequencies or exactly what it is that you need, and I can feel like literally a hand on my shoulder. Sometimes I've turned around and been like, hello, there ain't no one there. And then sometimes, honestly, at night I'll sometimes be like, can you just come give me a hug? And I'll like feel this like hugging, loving presence. And I think it's something that I think is probably a bit hard to understand if you haven't experienced it. But I know it's available to everyone, but it's I think it also takes a level of trust to get to that space where you can say, no, this is happening and I don't need to understand, but it is, you know? And so to get to that level of trust, I've actually, when I was much younger, found meditation and angel cards really, really helpful because, you know, you're tuning in and then you're pulling and they always are right. And it just it gets you that kind of, that wee muscle in your mind and body to believe and let this guide you. So yeah, it feels really, really, really lovely.
I love the mention of trust there because I think that goes into so many different parts of our spiritual practice. But yeah, I think when you're establishing a connection with something new, trust is going to be a really big part of that. So I think that's great that you mentioned that.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely.
Can anybody work with angels? Might there be anybody who feels more inclined to, or do you think this is an open practice for anybody to sort of dip into?
No, I totally think so. I've had clients who I've worked with who've messaged me the next day and been like, I can literally feel my angels. Like, I'm going to go, you know, train in Reiki. And I'm like, yes, my babe. I think maybe you have to have a certain openness already, but it's definitely available to everyone. You know, I think everyone's journeys are different and I think stuff can come in at different points. And I think that they are everywhere and everyone has them. And so it is just a case of, I guess, building that little muscle, being open, maybe having an experience and then kind of moving forward with that. But that anyone can definitely do it. Like I'm 100%, like anyone can do Reiki, you know, anyone can connect into this like higher love and higher vibration and like send it out with so much love. And so, yeah, I think that's really cool. I think that's what I'm meant to do partly is help spread that. And it's been quite a weird thought, but it's quite exciting.
Ooh, yeah, I love that. I love, you know, finding a new aspect of purpose is exciting.
Yeah. So like, will I? But yeah, I'm going to work it out. And I think it feels really important that folk at least know they can tap into that and it doesn't have to be inaccessible.
So how can people begin to work with angels if they're feeling inspired to do that?
So what would I say? I would say, and this is again, only from my experience, but I know that when I was younger and I started, when I was like 16 or so, I was spending every morning 10 to 15 minutes in meditation, but it wasn't breath-focused meditation. I was sort of coming out of my body into my aura again, not knowing what I was doing, but I had a genuine shift in energy when I came back into my body. And I think being able to move between those planes or energies or spaces within yourself really helped me then be like, oh, hi, you know, and like someone would appear and I'm like, oh my God, hi, who are you? And so that could be a good practice. I think definitely with angel cards, I got mine when I was like, again, like probably 17 or something. And they have really been so wonderful. And it's such a case of, yeah, you ask, you receive, you ask, you receive, you ask, you receive. And so you just start to trust more and more and more. And then I think in using these cards, you, if possible, widen your trust barometer from the card itself to the fact that someone's guiding this, you know, and then you start calling in. And if you don't feel it immediately, just allow yourself to feel whatever. So if you're like, Archangel Michael, I would really love to feel your presence right now. And that's it too, actually. I was taught many, many moons ago by a healer that I used to go to that you must call them in by name, because otherwise it's almost like, she described it as like they're playing cards and you're like, hey, I need some help. And they're like, did you hear something? Did you? No. And so they keep playing cards. So if you go like, okay, to Michael, they're like, oh, my name. And then they'll like come down, but they can't help you until you ask them. That's something that was like really drilled into me. And I think it is very true. I've definitely, when you've really asked for help, they've always been there. But I think if it's been a bit more waffly, it's been a bit more waffly, you know? So yeah, I think I would recommend those things. And just allow it, I think also just allowing yourself that sense of wonder and that sense of, or the ability to move outside of, or at least explore and be open to a world outside that which we see and feel and touch, because there is so much more. Energy is like, you are connected to the blossoms in Japan. Do you know what I mean? Everything's connected. And so that means across everywhere. And so allowing yourself, yeah, that space for wonder feels really important too. And it's just nice. Mm.
Yeah, I love that. I want to, when you were talking about like calling them by name, it almost reminds me of like the bystander effect, where when something's happening, you have to point to somebody specifically and be like, call 911. Or else, if you just yell into a room, call 911, somebody else is just going to expect that somebody else is going to do it. So when you're in
Dude,
an emergency, you're meant to point to
that's
somebody and be like, "You do this."
perfect.
And
That's
that's what it's reminding me of, like just being
yes.
like, "Hey, can someone help?" There's probably it's just like, well, somebody will figure that out. But when you call
Yes.
something by name, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. No, absolutely. That's such a perfect analogy. I like that. I like it more than
Yeah.
the cards. I'll work with that in future.
Are there any rules that people should stick to when they're working with angels? Like, are there any rules not to break? Are there any rules that you try to, I don't know, go by when you work with angels?
That's so interesting. I'm just having a wee think. I think, yeah, always call them by their name. I think always cover yourself in like a white light, or I sometimes use like a golden light before calling anyone in. I do not work with anything dark. I don't want anything to do with it. Don't go near that. But I've been told that there are, you know, when it's like maybe that's there's some kind of reality there, and I'm like, don't want to know. But I think also it's probably better to, yeah, just cover yourself regardless, almost when you leave the house, you know. But therefore, if you're also going to be calling in someone or like an ancestor or somebody, just cover yourself. And I think it doesn't have, I don't mean that in a fearful way either, because like, no, it's joyful. But I think it's also almost just regrounding you and your energy and your center. And that's actually just empowering moving throughout life. But yeah, that's maybe the one thing I would like allude to. And if you're doing a healing, not really on top of it, if you're doing a healing, always end with music or like a gong so that the vibration can like cut through and you're detaching, you know. I think that's it though. Yeah. Always, yeah, just always focus on the light. Cover yourself, call them by name, say thank you.
Yeah, I think gratitude or like saying thank you
Yeah.
is such an important part of, especially when you're working with energies outside of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing where I was talking about like the bystander effect in like this three real physical 3D life. We do things for people and it's really nice to hear thank you. It's not always necessary to hear thank you, but
So.
it is a really good part of your practice that if you are working with outside energies outside of yourself to like be grateful and thank them that they are here to help you for sure. Yeah.
Definitely. I think it brings more joy into it as well. You can have a little like, thank you. You know, like, again, I think make it conversational if you can, if that feels comfortable, because I think having them on a friend level feels so lovely, and so accessible. And yeah, really empowering.
Yeah. Are there any specific types of issues or areas of our life that angels tend to like to help with us more than others, have you found?
That's so interesting. I think, okay, I'm just thinking through like clients and when they've most arisen, as it were. I would say with health, they always, because health is tricky, but I think that there's always a coming back to balance, you know, that's always there with no pressure on the patient or anything, but that's always available. And I think some of that is to do with how you feel also mentally and psychologically. And I think that they'll always come into both those areas. So I think if I'm healing a certain space, one of them might come in and then hold that space for me. And then I'll go up to like, what are we doing in our little mind? What are we doing in our emotions? You know? So yeah, they'll always come and hold a space for me if it's something like that. And I think they're actually also really helpful at releasing stuff that is not ours. So like, past traumas that we hold in the body and our energy, stuff, energy that isn't ours. So, you know, like I guess ancestral. And yeah, anything that's not ours, basically, or isn't serving us anymore, they always come in. And I'll actually tend to ask whoever's the angels that's related to you to do it, because it feels like the easiest, smoothest transition, you know, just like releasing that. I'm just thinking in terms of love, that feels a lot more self-determined. Because they do come in for that, but I find that I'm the one doing that a bit more if it's like I need to let go of this ex. And so we're like, baby, we're gonna let the energy go, you know. And they're really helpful with ancestral stuff. They really are. Like, if ancestors are coming in and need clarification, or you need to release or give something back, they're definitely there for that. Yeah. Oh, and also I think they're really present when you're deeply wanting to like help others. And so, because that's such a beautiful thing to like want to do with your time and energy in both senses. And I think Archangel Uriel particularly is like very supportive of that. So if you're trying to do something in that sense, you always call him in. Yeah.
Beautiful. Is there anything that you do? So obviously you incorporate angels into your Reiki work and your healing work, but is there anything that you do sort of for yourself, if you want to share? Obviously, a lot of us like to keep some of our practices personal to us, but is there anything that you do for yourself specifically to sort of incorporate angels into your day or into your personal work?
That's so interesting. So I think I'm a gal who fluctuates. So it's like the gym. I'll like go and I'll be like, oh, I'm okay. So when I want to go again, as it were, I'll always be meditating and then giving myself healing, basically. But in giving myself healing, also calling them in and asking them to be like, I'll be like, if I do this, could you do this? So we can like work together, you know. Or I'll go to bed at night and be like, can you please help me resolve this within my whatever, you know? But then I think throughout the day, I probably always am actually more passively like, thank you for that parking space. Not that I drive, but you know, thank you for that parking space. Or like, oh my gosh, thank you for this. Or be like, okay, tell me again. As in, I had a really funny moment the other day where I was pulling angel cards about something and I kept getting the same card. But you know, when you're like, what are you trying to tell me? As in, you know, when you're like, what do you want? And so yeah, I think I use it a lot more like conversationally, friendship wise, in the day to day. And then yeah, when I'm in a kind of like, jazz, get back into it, then I'll be a lot more like, I guess rigorous is way too strong a word, but yeah, largely meditation, calling them in, and then just sort of working with them and with cards.
I love that. And I find this, I work with guides much more than angels, but I find that I'm the same way. Like I have a very conversational relationship, like every day, or like, you know, I'm just like really casually in contact. And then, yeah, there are some times where I'm like, okay, I need to go into meditation and talk to them. Like, I need to do these more sort of ritualistic things. So, yeah, I love the ebb and the flow of that, you know?
That's too pressured otherwise. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love that. Yeah. It's so nice to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you mentioned sort of working with angels in terms of asking, not asking for things, but like asking to help move things along. So like, I'll do this and you can do that, that type of thing. Can you speak to that just a little bit more if people,
because
I think that sounds really good for sort of establishing a really like a actual working connection or like a working relationship. So I'm wondering if you can expand upon that a little bit more.
Yeah, totally. I think I'm still getting it down probably, but I usually mean it in a bodily sense. So I'll be like, I've noticed, because I think working with energy, I'm like super aware whenever anything's a bit off kilter in my wee bod. So I'll be like, look, I'm really noticing this tension here. If I work on this, I think it's connected to this. Can you do that at the same time? So I do it in that kind of sense. I think it's funny, I've always been a lot more wanting to give in terms of, it sounds silly when I say like life progression, but I think I'm quite like, enjoy just like bobbing along. But I want to start, and that's such a perfect question, because that's what my intention has been starting like this last week, is like actually, and just kind of like moving forward in different spaces in life, let's use this too. Whereas I've always been using it more in a kind of like coming back within myself, coming back to groundedness, coming back to peace, because I feel like peace is the most beautiful thing. I think that's what I'll do actually. I'll help ask them to help me come back into peace, because I think peace means trust and knowing that all is always well. And so that's what I always try and infuse in people, regardless of what we're doing in the sesh. But that's therefore also what I work on myself the most, because I think then actually it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, do you know? It's like, then it's all good, you're at peace. So yeah, I think I need to be a little bit more strategic maybe, but that's what currently I'll tend to be working on.
I think you're so right. Like, when we have trust and peace, life does feel, and gratitude, I'll add in there too.
Feel
a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, it's just something that doesn't matter. Like, nothing really matters. You're like, oh, thank you for today. You know?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So what are some of your favorite messages that you have received from angels in sessions or on your own?
Oh, I love that. So I think my, and I don't know what I would call it, tagline, I guess, but what I'm always saying in meditations, because it's true, But it came to me many years ago, and it is, you are so safe, you are so held, you are so loved, because that's just a universal truth that we literally forget as humans. You know, we come into the world and we're like, oh my God. So I'm always saying that, and that's been one of my most beautiful. I also, one that makes me laugh is, again, many moons ago, like 10 years ago or something, and they were like, I got very clearly, stop taking it all so seriously. And I was a bit like, oh, what? Excuse me. But I think I must have been taking life very seriously at the time. That's why I bob along now, because I'm like, eh. But I must have been taking it very seriously at the time. And it came in so clearly. And I was honestly a bit affronted. I was like, how dare you? I take it perfectly the normal amount. Thank you. But it was so true. And it's definitely like, yeah, my path has been kind of guided by that, even subconsciously. And then this is going to sound crazy, but when I was having a little blip, as it were, 2 years ago. I was having a difficult little period, and I was lying down doing some like deep meditation, and I had Reiki music on, and I was like, healing, healing. And it was so weird. The music stopped, and I heard this Louis Theroux voice go, so what have you learned in this period? But Louis Theroux going like, what have you learned in this period? And then I heard my voice, and I didn't hallucinate. Like, I genuinely was like, what? Like, I sat up and was like, because it was still going, and I was like, what's happening? I heard my voice go, it's like, if you believe you have lost, then you have lost. But if you, oh my goodness, I wrote it down somewhere, but it was something around basically like just believing in all is good. And if you don't, that's okay. But that's what you therefore believe. And that's what you'll therefore kind of experience, you know? And I was like, oh my God. So that was very cool. Very, very auditory. And I went to the laptop and I was like, did an advert just come on? Like, what was the song before? No, it was a song. Like, it was so strange, but very cool. And then I think for clients, it's always just been deeply, deeply loving. I feel like mine sound a bit harsher. Like, wait a minute. But if a client is like, do you believe you've lost? It's always been deeply loving. Like, yeah, you are so loved. You are so safe. I'm basically repeating my mantra. I can't think off the top of my head, but it's come in so clearly and been so like what their body and energy needed. And yeah, I'm really grateful for that. Messages are beautiful.
Yeah, so cool. Wow, what a powerful message from that meditation that you got.
Honestly, it was very like, oh, okay. And honestly, the next day, that which I was dealing with, I felt it literally move from my body. Like, I almost felt like my organs shift physically. And I was like, Mom. And then it was basically a health thing that I was moving through. And then I went, and I've never had better results in my life. And I thought I was going the other way. So I was like, oh, damn. So it was very cool.
Wow, that is really, really cool. I just have to say, as you have described throughout this interview, your workings with the angelic realm, and like even your touch on astral travel, which you did touch on in your first interview too, which I am like so fascinated by. I think it's so cool. I just see your energy so fluid in such a good way. Like, I just see the image I'm sort of just being shown is like your hand being able to just reach through all these different layers of energy and like all these different sort of realms. Like, I think your soul is just so good at walking through other realms, and like, ooh, it gives me goosebumps. It's so cool.
So kind. Thank you so much. I'm holding my face. <That's> so touched. That's so lovely. I really appreciate that. That's
oh my
so
gosh, of course.
A pleasure.
So is there anything else, any in my line of questioning, anything I'm missing in terms of anything else that you want to mention about angels or working with angels?
What else would I say? Let me just see. Kind of just repeat. I'm just getting, we're always accessible to you. You can always talk to us. You're never alone. And peace is there. Yeah. Yeah. Knowing that they're always there, even when you don't feel it, is deeply important. You know, this is just experience. We're just receiving through our minds, which is not total truth. You are always held. You're always safe. You're always loved.
Beautiful. Yeah. Do you have any specific angel decks if somebody's interested in grabbing one for themselves that you like? And hopefully I can link them in the show notes for people.
So I use, and I know a bit controversial because she became deeply Christian and I think turned her back on this work, but I use and have done for like many a moon, the Doreen Virtue angel deck. And that's what I use like every day. I love it so much. And I'm afraid that's actually the only one that I use when it comes to angels. I'm very like precious about my decks. I don't collect. I'm like, you are my baby, you know? I also have, and it's not angelic, but I really enjoy the Sahara Rose Yogi one. I found that deeply beautiful for a couple of years. I haven't used it in a long time, but I remember really, really enjoying that. But those are my two decks, but the Dorian Virtue is the one I will always have.
Okay, this is our last question of the interview. What can listeners do to open their door up a little bit more to their natural connection with angels?
Oh, so lovely. So I would say, actually, I would say if they have available to them or it comes along their path, you know, maybe pick up some selenite, which I have right now, because I always use this to connect in, always. I would say if you can get a deck, because I just think that that strengthening of that muscle is so important, because then that allows you to open more, open that door. I would say in meditation or even just in quiet moments, like I think this is it doesn't have to be a certain space, you know, even just in quiet moments, just, and oh, this is it too. I don't just say out loud or in my head on this, on in this, it sounds silly, like this earth. I don't just say, like, Archangel Michael, please come in. I like project it up out of the top of my head into the universe. I feel like I should have said that earlier. I very consciously, I'm like, Archangel Michael, please come, you know, because like, it's like, hear me, hello. but I always feel like that's helpful. And that's also what I learned. Again, I was like 19 or so, about moving up into the realm of, I was doing mediumship basically without knowing what I was doing. You want to come up through all the chakras, up through the body, and up into this space, like up here above the head. And so that's what I always kind of do intentionally now. So I'd say that as well. Don't just say it in your level, in your body, in your plane, project it up and out. And I would say be open to whatever experience you receive, even if that's nothing, because know that you are building that muscle and that experience. And it's going to take time to like open and trust, you know, a bit like going to the gym. You ain't going to get abs straight away. And I think that's it. I think trust and being open and talk, just talk to them. Honestly, just talk to them. They're always there.
Beautiful, Jesse. Where can listeners find you if they want to follow you and learn more about your work?
You're so sweet. They can follow me on my little Instagram, which is Jessie B, so like B, like the B, BEE, healing, and also my website. So it's www.jessiebehealing.co.uk. Yeah, and I have a little newsletter that goes out every once in a while. and yeah, any of those places, I'd love to connect. Oh, and Insight Timer, actually. I have a bunch of meditations on there, and I bring in angelic healing into most of them. So I'd recommend that too. Same name.
So cool, so cool. Yeah, I love Insight Timer for finding great meditation. Amazing, Jesse. Thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your wisdom and your knowledge and all of your wonderful, wonderful energy with us.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. It was such a joy.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you love the podcast, don't forget to rate and leave a review wherever you listen. Follow me on Instagram at Opening the Door Podcast and visit my website, openingthedoorpodcast.com, to explore my reading offerings, digital downloads, and more. Plus, subscribe to my email list to be the first to know about OTD news and offerings.